This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome back to the program Ken Cuccinelli. He is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. How are you doing, General?
Oh, I'm doing very well this week. Thanks, Coy.
I bet you are. You got some good news yesterday. So tell me, what was where were you when you found out the ruling?
I was in the office. We were anticipating it yesterday. They had advised us on Friday that they'd release an order. They didn't tell us what would be in it, but told us they'd release it Friday come yesterday, and they did. So we were there ready and started reading immediately and liked what I read. And obviously things rather picked up in our office after that point of the day and have continued pretty busy since. But most importantly, we're very glad to see the protection for the Constitution in this order, that the individual mandate was held unconstitutional, and the federal government's fallback argument of the penalty as a tax was rejected again, as it's been rejected all over the country. So good day yesterday for the Constitution and the Commonwealth.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We've had two previous judges who found the mandate, individual mandate, constitutional. Both of whom were Clinton appointees. Hudson, of course, a Bush appointee. What are your views that this seems to be sort of a partisan rulings up to this point?
Well, I mean, you can call it partisan, or you can just say that different presidents have different worldviews, and that's what they look for in their judges, and so you get those kinds of outcomes. But all of those judges, plus Judge Vinson in Florida, have all ruled one of the two constitutional arguments against the federal government, and that is the one where they argue that the penalty, if you don't buy their mandated health insurance, is a tax. And the reason they argue that is because Congress has vast taxing power. So if it's a tax, they can save the provision of the bill by bringing it in under the taxing power. And every single judge, four judges now, have rejected that tax argument, even though there's a split on the individual mandate. So it doesn't always break down along those partisan lines, and we're hopeful that when it does get to the Supreme Court, where we know it is going, that it will it'll be decided on the merits there, not on any partisan appointees or anything like that. And we're confident that the structure of the Constitution that the founders put in place will be upheld, and that means the individual mandate will be rejected as unconstitutional.
We are talking with Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and a very busy man lately, of course. Let me ask you this. Ezra Klein wrote in the Washington Post yesterday some observations, obviously not really happy with the ruling, but I thought it was interesting that one of the things that was observed was that the individual mandate, which the judge ruled unconstitutional, began life as a Republican idea in response to Hillary Clinton's health care plan back in the 90s. It was Bob Dole, Hatch, Grassley. This was their idea to really involve the marketplace and make this market solutions to health care. So what are your observations that now Republicans are opposed to what was their own idea, you know, a generation ago, or not even a generation?
Well, I'm not quite sure how that involves the market to be ordering people what to do, but the partisan involvement is just utterly irrelevant to whether something is appropriately enacted under the Constitution. And it's irrelevant to us whether Republicans or Democrats support or oppose any particular provision when we're looking at whether or not it's constitutional. It just doesn't matter to that analysis at all, and it shouldn't matter to that analysis. The Constitution means what it means. It means what it meant when it was ratified, and it needs to be applied to every single law the same way and in that spirit. And applied to this law is beyond the power of the Commerce Clause to regulate commerce. I mean, for the feds to prevail here on the individual mandate, and where they did prevail in the Western District and in Michigan, the judges adopted the federal rationale that the decision to do nothing was the same as economic activity, even though you're doing nothing. And there's no precedent for this in any case law anywhere in America. That kind of inactivity has to qualify to be regulated under the Commerce Clause the same way activity in commerce qualifies. Well, if the Congress can regulate activity in commerce, which they clearly can, and they can regulate a decision not to undertake activity in commerce or inactivity, what can't they regulate? The answer is nothing. This is a limitless power. And the one thing we all know about the Constitution is that it was intended to establish a federal government of enumerated, limited powers. Well, that kind of ruling that this mandate is constitutional goes completely against that notion. And don't think it just applies to health care or health insurance. If the federal government can order you to buy health insurance, it can order you to buy any product, a car, asparagus, whatever the case may be, because the power is the same. It's just applied to other subject matter.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General of Virginia. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Chris is with us in Charlottesville. Chris, go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Corey. How are you?
Very good.
How you doing, Mr. Cuccinelli?
I'm doing just fine, Chris. What can I answer for you?
Well, first, I wanted to thank you for your service. I appreciate what you're doing. And the second thing was I read some history about, I guess, about a year ago, U.S. history, and that the Roosevelt administration used this tax argument in the Supreme Court when he first said that Social Security was an insurance. And the Supreme Court said, well, no, you can't, the federal government cannot force an insurance policy on the people. So he changed his tune and said that it was a tax. And I'm wondering, and then it was passed. It was the, I guess they okayed it because of that. And do you think that that is what will happen here, that the Supreme Court will eventually say, well, no, this isn't an insurance policy. This is just a tax on the people, and the federal government is able to do that.
Well, in a tax, the people have to pay the government money, and that isn't what happens with the individual mandate. What happens is that citizens have to go buy a product from a private company. If they wanted to achieve the same goals in health insurance, they could have eliminated the individual mandate and they could have taxed us all constitutionally. I'm not advocating this. They could have taxed us all and raised the money to pay for it, this new entitlement. But, of course, they didn't want to vote on the enormous tax bill that that would require. So they did this end around where they instead command citizens how they're going to behave and what they're going to buy and the conditions for those products. So if they had made this a tax like they did for Social Security, like they did for Medicare, they would have a much better argument because they would be operating under the taxing and spending for the general welfare clause. And frankly, Congress can do that, but they chose not to do that here. They set up a different structure where they tried to achieve their goals by dictating to us our own behavior, even when we decide we don't want to do anything. And they just don't have that power. If they do, frankly, federalism is dead and the founding fathers are going to be turning over in their graves. But hopefully we'll avoid that by winning the case.
We're talking with Ken Cuccinelli, the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Before we let you go, explain to us now what happens now, because Judge Henry Hudson only ruled specifically on the individual mandate. He didn't rule on anything else. He didn't stop the thing from moving forward. I guess the question is, how fast can you get this to the Supreme Court?
Well, in the ordinary course, it'd probably be about 2 years to a decision out of the Supreme Court. We just heard from the Department of Justice in the last hour or so that they are not agreeable to expediting the appeal. So now we're going to consider internally whether to proceed and ask the Supreme Court for that on our own without the Department of Justice. I can't think of a reason why this shouldn't be accelerated. It's of national importance, and there's an enormous economic cloud hanging over the country without knowing what the law is going to be in this area. And as you noted, the judge ruled the individual mandate unconstitutional, and the federal government itself said in its briefs that without that, the insurance elements of the bill at least don't work. So there's a lot at stake here. It involves an awful lot of money for governments, for businesses, for individuals. But even beyond all that, first and foremost, it involves whether we're going to sacrifice liberty for one set of goals as to how we can improve health insurance and health care in this country. We need to do that. We need to improve health insurance and health care in this country, but sacrificing our liberties and shredding the Constitution isn't the way to do that.
He is the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli. Always an honor to have you on the program, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.